Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now Mr. Lover, 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 girl. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now Mr. Lover, lover. She called me Mr. Bombastic, really fantastic.
Hey, how you get the point?
That bloody song has been going through my head since the whole audio boom thing started, and I haven't been able to get it out. And the reason I haven't been able to get it out is because I've been a bit not totally fantastic myself, because I had a general anaesthetic on Saturday. And so this is a total therapy boo. I've actually had four kind of procedures so far this year. Not that I've been putting things off or not, but there were a few things that needed to be sorted out, so I've kind of done them, teeth and face and stuff. And anyway, this one needed a general anaesthetic, and I went for pre-op on Wednesday last week, and they offered me a cancellation on Saturday instead of what should have been the op yesterday. So I thought, oh, that's great, let's just get it over and done with, and not spend a whole bank holiday weekend worrying. I might as well spend it off my head instead, because it has to be said, the anaesthetic did really weird things to me. I had some hideous dreams, and I was a bit out of it, and that awful song was just going round and round and round and round my head. And I suppose I should say thank you there, because I did listen to lots of audio boo, probably moments of sanity at some point through the weekend while I was listening to them. Hold on, I'll let my hound back in, hold on a sec. So, hound back in. And, I went in for this op on Saturday, 7:30 in the morning. So, I know the whole thing, you're not supposed to eat or drink for kind of, I think it's 12 hours before. So, I hadn't had anything since 9 o'clock the day before. And I should have clocked that I was going to be last when the anaesthetist told me I should have a drink of water at about 8 o'clock. And then I sat from 8 o'clock in a gown and a borrowed dressing gown, because I don't own things like dressing gowns, and a pair of flip-flops, until 10 to bloody 4 in the afternoon. And I was the last one. I watched them pick everybody else off on the queue. It was awful. And it all went fine and I came home, but I just felt really awful. And then last night I had to go back in because it just wasn't quite right. And on the checklist of things that you have to check, are you all right or not? Three out of four of them I wasn't, so I went back in last night. It has to be said, I got really good care. I'm not really complaining about the quality of the care I received. It's just annoying. And I stayed in a room last night. Because I went in late, it was kind of in a private room on site. It wasn't a private room, I didn't pay for it. It was just a kind of, you know, not in a ward, is what I mean. And there's a really cheery little nurse from Australia came in this morning, and she's like, morning, do you want me to open the blinds? And I was like, don't bother, because outside the window, like about 2 foot outside the window, it's just breeze block wall. I've never seen anything like it. Why would you even bother to keep a window in a room like that? So I spent all of today sat on a bed crocheting, waiting for them to tell me whether I was all right or not, and staring at a breeze block wall. But anyway, as you can tell, I'm fine. I'm fine now. And I'm not totally fantastic, Mr. Bombastic or whatever it is. God. I'm not even going to join that debate. I've just had that awful song go through my head. And now I've listened to it again. It's probably going to go through my head for about another 24 hours now, isn't it? And hopefully I've spread that joy to you all. Night.